Hello and welcome to Life Mastery Unleashed. I'm Ricky Camus, and today's episode, we're tackling a challenging but crucial aspect of personal growth, accepting tough love and hard truths from coaches and mentors. It's about learning to value the discomfort of being held accountable. Let's dive in. What is the role of a coach or mentor when it comes to accountability? When we talk about coaches or mentors, we're referring to those individuals who push us beyond our perceived limits. Their role isn't just to encourage, but also to challenge and confront us with realities we might not want to face. It's their job to hold up a mirror to our actions and attitudes, showing us where we need to improve. One thing that I've really worked on over the last decade or so is when I'm coaching a client or one of my loan officers or employees, it's how I'm holding them accountable. Prior to, the last decade or so, my accountability measures were very, very direct. And not a lot of people can tolerate that. The only ones that really could were either former military or extreme athletes. Most people, they're not used to being held accountable in that way, and really having someone call them out every time they were doing something that went against what the person said they wanted to achieve in their lives. And I was that guy standing there when they would make those mistakes. Hearing criticism or tough feedback is never easy. It's human nature to become defensive or dismissive even. But this is exactly where growth happens. In my life, from my military days in the 82nd Airborne to running a successful mortgage business, I've learned the hard way that the most uncomfortable feedback is often the most valuable. Let me share a personal experience. When I was in the military, my superiors didn't mince words. Their feedback was often blunt, but it was designed to make me stronger, more disciplined. Similarly, in the business world, mentors have told me harsh truths about my strategies or decisions, and while it stung, it made me rethink and improve my approach. How can you process and grow from some tough feedback? So, how do you process tough feedback? First, you gotta listen. You gotta really listen and resist the urge to argue or justify what you did or did not do. Reflect on what's being said. Is there truth to it? How can it help me grow? Remember, it's not personal. It's about your actions or behavior, not your identity as a person. Use this feedback as a catalyst for change. What are some long-term benefits of accepting some hard truths? Accepting and acting on tough feedback builds resilience and character. It teaches us humility and opens the door to continuous improvement. This is true whether you are a young athlete, a professional climber, a professional climbing the career ladder, or anyone striving to be better. The wisdom gained from these experiences is invaluable. Remember that your coach or mentor can see your blind spots, the things that you just do not know or do not see. Think about that. To wrap up, remember, when a coach or mentor gives you hard truths, it's a sign of their commitment to your growth. Embrace it, learn from it, grow from it. Thanks for joining me on Life Mastery Unleashed. In today's topic, I hope it resonated with you. Share this podcast with someone who might benefit from it. Someone in your life, maybe? Stay strong, stay open to learning, and keep pushing your boundaries. Until next time, remember, embrace the tough love of accountability and unleash your true potential. And remember, outgrind, outwork, outhustle everyone.
Scorched earth, motherfucker, I will massacre you. I will fuck you up.